for SearchSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for November 21st, 2007. In this special edition, we'll discuss the top five trends IT security pros have to be thankful for in 2007. Also, the news, Apple released a massive security update, hackers bypass website blockers with a domain name loophole, and the Secure Programming Council releases standards for secure coding. Up next, the top five list of trends that security pros should be thankful for in 2007. But first, the news. Apple released a massive security update this week. The software maker fixed flaws attackers could exploit in Mac OS X and Safari to infect computers with malware and cause system crashes. The Apple security update addressed 41 vulnerabilities, including an input validation issue in Adobe Flash Player, an issue in Apple RAID that may be triggered when mounting a stripped disk image, and a flaw in Core Foundation when listing the contents of a directory. The security update exceeded 150 megabytes in size. It includes 15 critical fixes to patch vulnerabilities that Apple said could open the door for arbitrary code execution that leaves a Mac compromised. In other news, researchers from Finjen's Malicious Code Research Center say hackers are using a loophole in the domain name registration process to circumvent website blockers and prolong the duration of their attacks. Hackers are buying domain names made to look as though they belong to legitimate companies, but contain hard-to-notice spelling errors. The practice is similar to cyber squatting. In one case, the researchers found a site taking advantage of a domain name similar to a legitimate popular service, laced with malicious code designed to download and execute a Trojan on the victim's machine. Finjen says businesses should adopt real-time inspection tools that analyze each piece of web content, regardless of its URL or IP address. Finally this week, a new group of private sector security experts is trying to improve secure programming skills through a set of minimum standards that developers could meet before writing code. Called the Secure Programming Council, the group is releasing its first standards document this week, focused on Java and J2EE development. The document is designed to serve as a set of essential skills for Java developers, instructing them in the safest ways to write applications and avoid common errors that lead to security vulnerabilities. The document is called Essential Skills for Secure Programming Using Java and will be available for public comment for 60 days. The council will then incorporate suggestions and release a final version. The group also will produce standardized exams to test developers' skills against the standards. Since we're on the heels of Thanksgiving in this edition, we're going to honor the holiday with a top five list of trends that IT security pros should be thankful for in 2007. Joining me is Bill Brenner, the senior news writer at SearchSecurity.com, to discuss the top five list. Hello, Bill.
Rob, I have a fresh batch of coffee and I'm ready to go.
Awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, from the back office of SearchSecurity.com and Information Security Magazine, we bring you the top five trends that IT security pros should be thankful for in 2007. And number five, the IT security job market. And as we know from earlier this year, David Foote, the Foote Research, he's the guy who really tracks these types of things, has said that the market for security pros, especially security certifications, security skills, is definitely among the best. And he mentions a few certifications, including some of the ones that everybody knows of: Certified Information Systems Security Professional, Certified Information Systems Auditor. All these guys are getting a premium. They're just companies are paying a premium for these particular skills and certifications, and these guys are earning between 10% and 16% of base pay. And the trend continues. That was an earlier report done in July, but the trend continues. And Foote is out with his latest research shortly.
Yeah, you know, two issues that are not going to go away anytime soon are security and compliance. And, of course, as we've reported, the two kind of go hand in hand now. And anytime you can get on your resume that you have some extra certification regarding auditing, anything that helps along with compliance and security governance certainly helps.
And let's face it, the spotlight right now is on security at almost every company there is. Upper level management is definitely tuned in at this point, and security budgets are going quite well.
Yeah, especially, you know, if you look at the PCI data security standard, anybody who accepts credit card transactions, you know, has to abide by this standard. And so these companies are desperately in need of people who have some credentials in that area.
Sure.
And that's not going to change. The PCI data security standard is going to continue to evolve as it did this year and the year before. And if you're the top brass at a company, you're ever more concerned about data breaches, which we'll get to a little later. But you know, it all goes into the big picture. You're worried about data breaches. A lot of these regulations were put into effect because of the security holes that have led to a lot of these data breaches. So it kind of, you know, there's a clear roadmap there as to the kind of credentials you want to build up for yourself when you're
looking for
a job.
And other, you know, obviously we're speaking of some of the most obvious trends. But another area that's really booming right now, or at least there's a big interest, is in secure software development. And they're looking for programmers that are right now that are going to be thinking security when they build or develop applications. So that's even another area in the security job market that's seeing a lot of interest and gaining a lot of popularity.
Yeah, and we actually saw today being the 20th of November, as we record this, the Secure Programming Council coming up with its first proposed standard for software developers to demonstrate that they have the skills and knowledge to write secure software. And that's a direct response to the outcry over what's seen as a lot of shoddy development in the you know, rush to get programs out there onto
Absolutely.
The market.
And prior to that, another group called the Software Assurance Forum for Excellence in Code. It's unclear how far this group's going to get, but it's got a lot of big names in it from EMC, SAP, Juniper Networks, Microsoft, Symantec. They're all pushing for improved quality and reliability in software. And this group is really trying to drum up support and educational programming, hoping to get more developers thinking secure.
Yeah, so you know, if you're keeping all of these things in mind, chances are that you've done well in the IT security job market this year, and that's something to be thankful for sure.
Now, let's get right down into number four. The number four reason to be thankful in 2007 for IT security pros is security breach fears.
Yeah,
security pros be so thankful about security breach fears? Bill, you want to
explain
that?
Well, because it's all in who is feeling the fear, and in this case, the top brass that. IT security officers have been trying to get through to for a long time about the need to invest in more security technology. Now, they have this fear because they read in the paper every day that somebody's suffered a data breach or has been slapped in the hand for not being in full compliance with whatever flavor of regulation, take your pick. And so, you know, all of these are a double-edged sword. There are reasons to be concerned and chagrined, but if you want to talk about why we should be thankful, or why IT pros should be thankful about security breach fears, is because it's making it easier for them to sell the need for more better security, not just technology, but policies to the top brass.
And security is no longer an afterthought in the top levels of most companies.
Part of the business process now. Absolutely. Or that's what the that is how the experts have been saying it ought to be. I'm sure there are companies out there where it's not the case, but it's definitely becoming the case in more and more places.
Sure. And the number three reason to be thankful for IT security pros in 2007, the PCI data security standards.
Yeah,
Why should we be excited about PCI DSS, Bill?
Well, you know, we're starting to see a theme. There's a common theme for our entire list here. Anything that an IT professional can use to go back to the bosses, to the top executives, and say, okay, we need to do this and we need to do that. Here is example A of why that is. Here is example B. You know, example, and these all kind of feed into each other. PCI DSS is the result of a lot of the shoddy credit card point-of-sale technology security flaws that have allowed the bad guys to break into systems and steal data. And so you have the security breach fears, which makes it easier to prove your argument on things you need to do as a security professional. But PCI DSS, well, here's a standard from the, here's a standard where if you're not in compliance, you could lose the ability to do credit card transactions.
If you are ever lost and in need of some sort of roadmap to get your company as secure as possible, PCI DSS is it. I mean, this is the blueprint to security perfection, I suppose.
Yeah, though some would argue against that. There are some out there who think that PCI DSS doesn't go far enough. There are some who believe that there are areas where they could clarify a little better.
Sure.
What is needed, but a lot of security experts will tell you that this is probably one of the clearer roadmaps out there. 12 pretty specific requirements. You know, the trouble is when you get down to the sub requirements,
the nitty gritty,
and the sub requirements. But you know, that's always going to be something you're dealing with in the end.
One term, Bill. Compensating controls. That's
yeah. Yeah, the other thing too is people sometimes lose sight of the fact that, you know, it's if you're being audited and you don't have every single area taken care of, that doesn't mean you're sunk. You know, it's all in being able to show the auditors what your plan is for dealing with any shortfalls you have at the time. So
Absolutely. If
you can keep that in mind and take it for the ability to get some of the investments that you need, then yeah,
and
this is something to be thankful for.
We've heard that MasterCard, I think it was MasterCard, no, it was probably Visa, is granting extensions, and there are a number of companies that have already gotten the extensions for the deadlines that have come and gone. I believe there's another one coming up in December. Isn't there one, Bill? PCI DSS deadline, or has that come and gone?
I think that's the for the level one, which is the biggest
guys,
your biggest merchant.
I know that some of them have received
to have all of their ducks in a row.
Right.
And if all the ducks are in a row, to have a kind of a blueprint for how you're going to get the ducks in a row.
Speaking of extensions, the number two reason for IT pro security pros to be thankful in 2007, Microsoft Vista. Now, we're all excited about the security improvements in Microsoft Vista, but in this case, it's the excuse to hold off deploying Vista. You want to explain that one, Bill?
Yeah. And when you say excited, I laugh. You've told me you're not a coffee drinker, but
I usually excited? Don't drink the Kool-Aid on this stuff. So.
Yeah. I've been doing a series on this all year, talking to IT professionals who are at various stages of dealing with Vista. And, you know, some are moving along further than others, but everybody's running into compatibility issues. And one of the things that always comes back is people would just rather wait for the first service pack to come along where those initial compatibility problems are ironed out.
Sure.
And a couple months back, Microsoft confirmed that there will be a Vista SP1. And so what IT professionals have to be thankful for is, you know, now they can, for some, and not everyone thinks this is a good idea, so, you know, some can use this as an excuse to hold off on deploying Vista. You know, let's just wait for the service pack to come out.
Sure.
Now is that in everybody's best interests? I don't know about that, but you know, compatibility problems can really affect a business's ability to get things done. So
I know there's a lot of universities.
I can understand the plight there.
I know there's a lot of universities that are moving forward with deployments, but I wonder if there really are a lot of companies, you know, on the verge of considering a deployment.
Yeah, well, there are a couple of factors, more than a couple of factors, but you know, some companies are able to enjoy the Vista security benefits sooner. Mm-hmm. If they were able to get into the Microsoft, they have an early adoption program, and if you make the cut and you're in there, you get a lot of extra resources directly from Microsoft. And that's what has allowed companies like Papageno's, the pizza chain in Massachusetts, to really make some progress. Now, at the university level, they're not particularly ripping along with Vista because they're gung-ho or they're excited. They're ripping along because they are probably the perfect example of an entity that doesn't have much of a choice, because every semester you have new students flooding campus.
Yeah, but they're flooding campus, Bill, with Apple Macs.
But if they're not flooding campus with Apple Macs, they're flooding campuses with brand new laptops that come out of the box with Vista. So in academia, you have these IT shops saying, well, you know, this kind of forces us further along. You know, we have to be ready now to deal with these new computers, and so that's what they're doing. And now one thing I've found out, and this is something else IT professionals can be thankful for, is that no matter how much the task may stink along the way, everybody I've talked to is one way or another getting it done, getting Vista, you know, either having a plan for rolling Vista out or, you know, really being knee-deep in the process already. So it's like anything in life, when you don't have a choice, you can really accomplish anything.
And that brings us, is there a drum roll? Do you have a drum roll, Bill? This brings us to the number one reason to be for IT security pros to be thankful in 2007.
And this ties into pretty much everything else on our list.
TJX.
Yes.
Our, you know, friends in Framingham, Massachusetts.
That's right. We've talked about being thankful for the IT security job market, data breach fears, PCI DSS, And now the IT guys have three simple letters that they can utter whenever they're working on the top brass to get more money for security. And that's TJX, because everybody and their grandparents know what happened. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't stopped everybody and their grandparents from shopping there with their credit cards. But it has certainly been a PR black eye for TJX, and while it hasn't hurt their sales, it has definitely forced them to spend lots and lots of money to deal with what happened. And
right. We're still seeing the outcome of that. We still have plenty of court cases to go.
Yeah, it just keeps unraveling, and this is where they're going to feel the real financial pinch. You know, they've already spent a lot of money on the extra security that was needed, and, you know, they're paying for the lawyers, but, you know, as all these class action lawsuits wend their way through the courts, that's just going to be a continued hemorrhaging of their financial resources. So even though this hasn't hurt their sales, it's still going to hurt, and other companies don't want that for themselves.
Is it Choice Point? Choice Point is a distant memory, isn't it?
It is. You know, they weren't the first, but they were the first, I'd say, to really get a lot of attention.
Especially with data breach disclosure, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, because of the California law, which now more and more states are copying with their own laws. So, but, you know, if you want to get into any of those things with your bosses, now you have these three letters. You say TJX, and there's a very concrete example that everybody can understand. And
I wonder how many people have looked at their Wi-Fi security since the TJX debacle.
Well, I do know that that's a growing issue that companies are looking at. In fact, some companies have told me that over the course of dealing with their PCI DSS security compliance, one of the things that has been one of the points driven home to them has been that, you know, the wireless needed to be dealt with. So either segmented from other parts of the network or better secured in other ways.
Let's think about all the things that didn't make our list, which some of the obvious ones, such as, you know, just our attackers that keep us busy.
Absolutely. There's money to be made.
Spammers. Phishing. There's a lot of things that didn't make the list.
But it all ties back into the list because, you know, how do you successfully pull off a data breach? You send out these Trojans, you hit vulnerabilities in all of these applications people are using.
Sure.
Now, one more TJX point is that if you want an example of how the TJX item fits in with the IT security job market piece, TJX recently put out an ad looking for some IT security talent. So.
There you go. While you're sitting around the table on Thanksgiving, you can go online and apply for a job at TJX.
And hopefully, if you are duly employed, your pager won't go off during Thanksgiving dinner of telling you about an incident.
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Well, from all of us here at Search Security and Information Security Magazine, a happy, healthy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners.
Yes.
And thanks, Bill, for joining us.
Okay. Have a good holiday.
Well, that ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcasts at our podcast landing page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. And as always, you can get the latest news and information at our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. For Bill Brenner, I'm Rob Westerveld. Have a happy and safe holiday.